Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tata Kalagni Rudratma. Tata Kalagni Rudratma. Yatrishtam Idam Atmanaha. Yatrishtam Idam Atmanaha. Sani Yachchati Tatkale. Sani Yachchati Tatkale. Gananikam Ivanila. Gananikam Ivanila. Tata Kalagni Rudratma. Yachrishtam Idam Atmanaha. Sani Yachchati Tatkale. Gananikam Ivanila. Vaishnavis. Tataha, thereafter, at the end. Kala, destruction. Agni, fire. Rudra Atma, in the form of Rudra. Yat, whatever. Shristam, created. Idam, all these. Atmanaha, of his own. Sam, completely. Niyachati, annihilates. Tatkale, at the end of the millennium. Gana anikam, bunches of clouds. Eva, like that of. Anilaha, air. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, at the end of the millennium, the Lord Himself, in the form of Rudra, the Destroyer, will annihilate the complete creation as the wind displaces the clouds. Purport. This creation is very appropriately compared to clouds. Clouds are created or situated in the sky, and when they are displaced, they remain in the same sky without manifestation. Similarly, the whole creation is made by the Supreme Personality of God in His form of Brahma, It is maintained by him in the form of Vishnu, and it is destroyed by him in the form of Rudra or Shiva, all in due course. This creation, maintenance, and destruction are nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, texts 19 and 20, as follows. Bhuta gramaha saevayam bhutva bhutva praliyate ratriyagame vasha parta prabhavat yahar agame parastasmatu bhavonyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu na vinashyati. The nature of the material world is that it is first created very nicely, then it develops very nicely, and stays for a great number of years, even beyond the calculation of the greatest mathematician. But after that, it is again destroyed during the night of Brahma, without any resistance. And at the end of the night of Brahma, it is again manifested as a creation to follow the same principles of maintenance and destruction. The foolish conditioned soul who has taken this temporary world as a permanent settlement has to learn intelligently why such creation and destruction take place. The fruit of actors in the material world are very enthusiastic in the creation of big enterprises, big houses, big empires, big industries, and so many big, big things out of the energy and ingredients supplied by the material agent of the Supreme Lord. With such resources and at the cost of valuable energy, the conditioned soul creates, satisfies his whims, but unwillingly has to depart from all his creations and enter into another phase of life to create again and again. To give hope to such foolish conditioned souls who waste their energy in this temporary material world, the Lord gives information that there is another nature which is eternally existent without being occasionally created or destroyed, and that the conditioned soul can understand what he should do and how his valuable energy may be utilized. Did I read that right? Let me read that again. To give hope to such foolish conditioned souls who waste their energy in this temporary material world, the Lord gives information that there is another nature which is eternally existent without being occasionally created or destroyed, and that the conditioned soul can understand what he should do and how his valuable energy may be utilized. Instead of wasting his energy in matter, which is sure to be destroyed in due course by the Supreme Will, the conditioned soul should utilize his energy in devotional service of the Lord so that it can be transferred to the other eternal nature where there is no birth, no death, no creation, no destruction, but permanent life instead, full of knowledge and unlimited bliss. The temporary creation is thus exhibited and destroyed just to give information to the conditioned soul who is attached to temporary things. It is also meant to give him a chance for self-realization and not for sense gratification, which is the prime aim of all fruitive actors. Chakshuna Militamyena Tasma Shri Gudavena Maha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitamina Bhutale Swaimupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam. So Srila Prabhupada here in this purport, well, the translation as well, and the purport is talking about the destruction of the whole material creation. And it's also indirectly, it's talking about how temporary, you know, this is a very temporary arrangement. Although it does go on for a long time. So what to speak of the creation, which is temporary, our bodies are really temporary. I mean, if the creation is temporary, if that's being thought of like that, and that's going on for the day of Brahma, which is, what, 8.6 billion years, what to speak of our individual lives, like, you know, a flash in the pan. And very, very temporary. I've mentioned this in previous classes, but I have a list that I keep for various reasons of different devotees who I've known and who are no longer with us, you know, at least in this realm. And it's 217 names now. So, you know, what's the purport? Sometimes I ask myself, why am I keeping this list? Well, there's multiple reasons, but one of the reasons is it reminds me that we don't live happily ever after here in this material world. We don't live happily ever after. You remember when you were a kid and they read the stories to you, bedtime stories, and at the end, and then they lived happily ever after? No, that is a total illusion. And we have very little, we don't have much time. We don't know, and we don't know how much time we have. You know, we don't have a lot of time, and on top of that, we don't know how much time. It could be, today could be our last day. Actually, it's said that if you want to be successful in material life, you should live as if you're never going to die. But if you want to be successful in spiritual life, you should live as if today was your last day. And that could be the case. We really don't know. So in any event, following on from that, we should do like what Prabhupada says here in the purport. He says, instead of wasting energy in matter, which is sure to be destroyed, and that holds true for our bodies as well, in due course by the supreme will, the conditioned soul should utilize his energy in devotional service of the Lord so that it can be transferred to the other eternal nature where there is no birth, no death, no creation, no destruction. Okay, so then the question arises, well, it's saying here we should engage our energy in the devotional service of the Lord. How? How should we engage in devotional service? Everybody knows in the seventh chapter, the seventh canto, the Bhagavatam, there's that instruction by Pallad Maharaj, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmananam, Padasevanam, etc. There's nine different processes of devotional service. That's general. But more specifically, Prabhupada, our spiritual master, because we get further insight into how to implement these general instructions that we get from the Shastras, from the self-realized spiritual master. So Prabhupada, in a latter canto, 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, gives a very nice instruction how to, practically speaking, engage in devotional service. So I'll read that to you. The verses, it's from the 10th canto, I believe it's chapter 2, and it goes, even while engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet and who constantly hear and chant and contemplate cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms are always on the transcendental platform, and thus they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. So in the purport, last paragraph of the purport, Prabhupada says, and this is a very specific suggestion, a recommendation of how to engage in devotional service. Prabhupada says, the word kriyashu, meaning by manual labor or by work, is important in this verse. One should engage in practical service to the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated upon distributing Krishna literature. Okay, that's interesting. This is very important. One may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he also may become a devotee. Such activities are recommended in this verse. Kriyashu yas twach chadanaravindayo. Such activities will always remind the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet. By fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi. So from this paragraph, we can understand that this activity of distributing books, as Prabhupada puts it, is all our activities are concentrated. In the Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated upon that activity. It's beneficial for the people who will be receiving the books because it gives them a chance to, in the future, become a devotee. And it's beneficial for the person who is distributing the book because when he's distributing that book, he's fully concentrating on distributing the books. He's fully absorbed in Krishna, which is samadhi. And for those of you who might not be very familiar with samadhi, there's a nice, the first place that I think we come in contact with that word samadhi is in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna himself gives a definition, a description of what samadhi is. And he says, this is chapter 6, text 20 through 23, In that stage of perfection called trance or samadhi, here's a description, one's mind is completely restrained from material mental activities by practice of yoga. This perfection is characterized by one's ability to see the self by the pure mind and to relish and rejoice in the self. In that joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness, realized through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of the greatest difficulty. This indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact. So in other words, to be situated, as Prabhupada says here, in samadhi, that's a pretty good thing. It's a pretty elevated state of Krishna consciousness, and it's something that, you know, it's desirable. And that, he's making the point, that could be achieved by fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna. So, as Prabhupada said here, it's certainly a very important activity. All our activities are concentrated upon that. So I'd like to share with everybody something that was sent to me just last night. It's a video clip. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, so maybe a video is worth 1,000 pictures. So this is a short video showing book distribution at its best. And I'd like to share this with everybody and hope everybody enjoys it. Archita Prabhu, you want to put it on? Where's Shamroy? Come on. Start from the beginning. Could you go right back to the beginning, please?
Parameshwar Das, a monk trying to help enlighten the world. We distribute Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, all the standard books to help make the world a better place. Original writings on yoga and meditation, the Vedas, the original knowledge in its pure form. And this is the magic table. Yeah, and that's my magic sign. If I can get to it. There we go. Yoga. You don't need the free signs, but helpful. But you got to be generous with free signs. You can see how this goes.
I'll tell you when to stop.
What's the free one?
These are my free ones. This will cost the other ones.
I got a son big into yoga.
Yeah, my fiance's really into yoga and meditation. I'm not really sure where to even start.
Okay, I guess you can stop it.
I'm a little low on the hard back.
You could stop it if you like, Archie. Yeah, sure. So as you can see, real relaxed, right? Real friendly, and great result. I mean, that's... Yeah. I don't know if we saw that because we didn't watch the whole thing, but quite a few of the people, as they're leaving, he opens to page 151 in The Science of Self-Realization, which is has a 2 or 3 page little chapter where Prabhupada talks about the chanting. It's from that pamphlet on chanting. It's the same thing. And he just tells him, he says, here, it's page one. If you want to learn how to meditate, just here it is, page 151. Just read these 2 or 3 pages and you could start doing it. And he tells that to a lot of people, And so, he's giving them the books. He's telling them how to chant and everything, what to read about it. And they're happy. They're going away with a stack of books like that, and they're giving a donation, and they're happy. It's all relaxed and friendly and nice. So, as I said, and you saw the numbers at the beginning, that on that particular day, he did 21 cases of books and 780 books, which is like absolutely incredible. And, so that's what if you're in a position to do that yourself directly, I think it's really a good idea to do it based upon what I read there, what Prabhupada said in that purport. And if you're not, we should support it, as so many of the devotees here are already doing. I'm not trying to get in anybody's case. We're already doing that. We're doing it, and we're supporting it, and it's glorious, And about devotional service in general, Prabhupada in that same purport in the first paragraph makes a very nice point. He says, Srila Rupa Goswami has said that anyone who has dedicated his life to the service of the Lord by his activities, his mind, his words, may stay in any condition of life and yet is no longer actually conditioned but is liberated. Even though such a devotee is in a material body, he has nothing to do with this body, for he is transcendentally situated. Because the devotee is engaged in transcendental activities, he is not afraid of being materially embodied. Illustrating this liberated position, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Hortagitvai. All I want is your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. Even if a devotee, by the supreme will of the Lord, takes birth in this material world, he continues his devotional service. When King Bharat made a mistake and in his next life became a deer, his devotional service did not stop, although some slight chastisement was given because of his negligence. Narada Muni says that even if one falls from the platform of devotional service, he is not lost, whereas non-devotees are lost entirely because they are not engaged in service. So devotees are in a really good position in general. I mentioned about this list I had. So, of all these 217 devotees that are on this list, I think a lot of them are back in the spiritual world. And the ones that aren't are taking birth again as, human beings. They're going to, if they aren't already engaged in devotional service, they will be in the near future. They're just going to take up from where they left off, and they're going to be hopefully participating in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. So, Hari Bol. It's all auspicious, win-win. It's all good, being a devotee. So that's all I have to say. I'll stop there. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say or any questions they'd like to ask? Hopefully that was short and sweet and painless. Okay. Wow. Gantar Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
is what I sent you. I sent you yesterday. He sent. He sent to me. Also.
That was great. I. That, what else could you say? That was like wow.
Yeah, he's doing it.
It's just wow. Who sent you that video? Could you send it to me?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
I put it on the pictures.
Huh?
I put it on the pictures.
On the WhatsApp.
Yeah, on the WhatsApp.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Great. Man,
that looks. Show that to the trustees.
I'm gonna forward it today. Thank you.